Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. A massive UFO mothership was photographed looming over the surface of the moon last month. A ship that appears to be 100 miles long, at least according to analysis of the images by a prominent UFO researcher who took a long, hard look at a YouTube video that claims to show weird lunar flashes or pulses, along with many weird anomalies that dart through the frame. The video catches a long tubular object hovering over the edge of the moon. The YouTuber Crow777 says this is a mothership. Skeptics say that this and other photographic evidence of UFOs on the moon are nothing more than imperfections in the pixelated images or natural formations on the lunar surface that are misinterpreted by untrained observers. It's a popular sci-fi plot. Earth sets up colonies on Mars. Mars colonies grow, developing their own technologies and culture. And then Mars colonies rebelled against overbearing Earth government, demanding independence. It happens in Total Recall, Babylon 5, and in Red Mars. But what if we gave Mars its independence right from the beginning, rather than giving future colonies to governments or corporations? Jacob Hack Misra thinks we should let the Martian colonists develop their own values, governments, and technologies with minimal interferences from Earth. He is an astrobiologist at the Blue Marble Space Institute of Science, a nonprofit organization that promotes international unity in space. His strategy would preclude any Martian wars for independence, but culture independence could help Martians think differently enough to solve problems that Earth continues to struggle with, such as working together to fight global environmental problems or making long-term plans for the future of humanity. Instead of getting divided by nations or plundered by industry, he says maybe Mars is more valuable in trying to seed the second incidence of civilization. The plan that he lays out is in an essay in New Space.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860, 800-733-6860.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-733-6860. 800-733-6860.
Someone has spotted a water monster in Fairview, Oregon. A 23-year-old believes an unknown creature is lurking the waters of the Columbia River. Taylor E. Bagdell, a computer technician at Montgomery County, said on Monday he was fishing from a boat ramp dock at the Chinook Landing Marine Park when he and two other people pointed out the oddity on August 19th. He said it happened around 10 p.m. that evening, saying he first thought it was a log or a sea otter at first until it began moving. He said it drifted slowly about 50 yards away, and then it began to sway a bit, and there were several sections on the top side submerged. The unidentified animal, he says, had a black and white striped long fins on the back. While the sighting only lasted about a minute, he said it left him with a creepy feeling and goosebumps. Chinook Landing Marine Park is a 67-acre area, mainly dedicated to boating activities. In late July, a Texas woman said she had encountered a similar creature while on a boat on the Sabine River. She said she and her husband were fishing from a boat, and she had encountered the creature swimming by her side. While the sighting only lasted a few seconds, she was able to spot some of the physical features of the creature. A long spiky tail the size of a tree trunk in diameter had come out of the water. She said it had a single row of spiny spike things that went along the whole length of the tail, and when she saw it, she immediately thought of an image of a dragon or a dinosaur. Two humps of the tail moving in and out of the water as it slowly went under the water, making very little splash. And then in February, a woman from Hardin County, Texas, had an encounter with a similar creature that her grandparents had reportedly experienced while crossing the Sabine River from Louisiana into Texas. The report also included 20 additional families that were witnesses to this alleged reptilian sighting. The being was described as something that looked like a dragon. The animal had reportedly come out of the water, scaring the horses that were traveling with the families. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.